Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today will be taken from Proverbs 29 and verse 18. And it reads, "Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But happy is he who keeps the law." I believe with the whole of my heart that one action is better than countless intentions, because your action is the major difference between your dream in the subliminal state and its fulfillment in the experiential state. Generally, to get things done, I think that you will need to be clear about what it is you want to do or get done. Be consistent and progressive in your actions, but allow room for mid-course corrections and adjustments. Be willing to confront the task at hand decisively. Specifically, to get things done, you need to do the following where necessary. Number one, talk about it. What gets talked about gets done, particularly in team environments, so do not hesitate to always talk about it to the people that matter. Secondly, train for it. Apart from having the necessary tools and resources, you must be willing to acquire the necessary skills required to get the job done. This may mean getting the relevant information, studying or conducting a research personally or through your teams. Number three, measure it. There's a saying in management and leadership circles that you cannot manage what you cannot measure. So ensure that systems and processes are put in place to enable review and make adjustments where and when necessary. Fourthly, budget for it. There is always the cost or sacrifice element to any venture. It is advisable not to venture at all than to venture and realize that you haven't counted the cost fully. Number five, confront it. The time will come when all that will be required of you is the sheer will to confront. Always remember that you cannot conquer what you are unwilling to confront. Number six, put a reward on it. A reward mechanism of some form is a major driver of motivation. So ensure that there is always a benefit, because humans always ask themselves, what is in it for me? Number seven, inspect it. I've learned over time that people may not necessarily do what you expect, but they will almost always do what you inspect. Finally, there are countless productivity apps to help you better manage your time so that you can maximize your productivity in your personal or professional life. Find out what works for you and take advantage of them. There's a phrase called analysis paralysis, which refers to overanalyzing to such a point that the main task at hand gets lost and forgotten because the focus shifted to the analysis process rather than the task at hand. Always focus on what needs to be done and don't overanalyze how to get there, as long as you have a plan to get there. Just do it. It is far better to take steps, make mistakes in the process, and make adjustments than not to take any step at all. Whatever you do, make sure you get it done. The grace of the Lord is sufficient for you. Hallelujah. For more, go to my Linktree account, Francis Ugbeku. Francis Ugbeku is a single word. Now let's take the declarations together and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you for the ability to conceive ideas, concepts, and strategies. I receive grace from you to also nurture those ideas, concepts, and strategies that will bring them to the point of birthing and delivery. I decree and declare that I achieve what I conceive from the mind of God. I receive grace to implement the plans, purposes, and agenda of God for this season and every season of my life. In Jesus' name, Amen. If you'd like to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, please make this confession and declaration with me. Say, Father, I repent of my sins and I come to you today. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died for my sins according to the Scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I receive Jesus Christ into my life right now. Be my Savior and my Lord. I believe and confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. According to your word, I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Contact us for next steps and spiritual support. for tips on leadership, wisdom, and inspiration, connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Subscribe, follow, rate, review, download and share episodes of Daily Declarations Podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you, and may he give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. I am Francis Ubeyeku. Bye for now, and God bless you.